I'm going to turn everything out for about a second or so. I'm just going to hold my breath and feel that gasp in the crowd. And then we're going to go into it. And I think it's going to be way more impactful.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Anna Pence. She's the Daktronics Video Board event producer at the University of Georgia. She's going to tell us about the light show they put on at Georgia Sporting Events, how they built the light show, and how they trigger it using Daktronics Show Control. And we're here today with Anna. Anna, how are you doing?
Doing great.
And Matt, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Justin. Thank you.
I'm doing good over here as well. It's a good day to be in the podcast recording studio.
Yep. And this is, we have a fun guest on today, Anna, who I actually was, got to hang out with you guys a couple weeks ago. But you're down at the University of Georgia. Could you maybe give a brief introduction of who you are?
Yeah. So I'm the video board event producer for the University of Georgia. So an employee of Daktronics, but I produce all of UGA's video board events for their different sports.
Are there other Daktronics event producers on site there at Georgia?
Yes, there are three of us. And so there's Carter Mills. He does primarily the SEC Network, ESPN broadcast. So the what we call them is digital and linear shows. Linear is ESPN will send in a producer, a director, an AD, sometimes an AP to do those shows. And then the other ones, the digital ones that go out online, they're streams. Carter does that primarily. And then there's Lisa, who's our executive producer. So she handles a lot of the, you know, what I call the boring stuff, payroll and paperwork and, you know, all that stuff. But she's a little tech whiz. And so she's great with, you know, helping in any other, helping the two of us like set up our shows and stuff.
And she can do a little instant replay if I remember from when I was down there, right? She can jump in and help in different areas too.
Yes. Yes. Because she's such a floater, she's developed these skills doing all these different positions. I think she ran a camera for Carter the other day.
Oh, wow.
And she was on sticks. And so she did that, and she'll run replay when she needs to, or she'll come in and help me with, you know, setting up expression if I need it for something or other, you know, kind of all those different things, all the different parts of putting on a show.
Gotcha. So maybe we talked about you being with the University of Georgia. How long have you been an event producer for the school?
So I went to the University of Georgia. So I've been in the city since 2011.
Okay.
But I started in October of 2016 full time with DAC. And then before that, I was an independent contractor my senior year of college and then the year after. So I guess this is my, I think I did our spring game in 2014 was my first ever event for okay. UGA. So 2014, yeah. So this is my fifth football season doing football with them.
Okay.
And in one sense or the other.
Yeah. And with three different operators there and some different things, it's kind of a unique a site for Daktronics employees down there. Is there anything specifically unique that you guys do at Georgia? I've heard something about a light show.
Yes. So the light show, it's a fun thing that we kind of debuted at our basketball, volleyball, gymnastics arena called Stegman. We had basically... The company, I think it's England. I have to confirm that. But anyway, they set up the lights. And then Greg Fleshbein is instrumental in helping us basically like write the macros that talk with the light cues.
Okay.
So they set up these different lighting cues for what basically me and Mike and Emily decide that we want for the different shows. And Mike and Emily are UGA employees. We can talk about them later or whatever. but we kind of decide what looks we want. And then, Greg helps with, setting up the macros. And then I basically go in and tediously sync them to music with wait script lines, on the show control.
Okay.
I'm going to say, yeah. We trigger them with show control, and I know because you showed me some of those buttons that you had put together when I was down there earlier or last month. But but yeah, so it's kind of interesting. So you have to set up all these, and it's mainly, I guess, when it started at Stegman, it was for the kind of the intro. Like you have to choreograph that with what's ever on the display, and then you mentioned music. So is it everything kind of comes through show control, or how do you even start to tackle that?
Everything definitely comes through show control. I live and breathe with all my show controls. I think we have 9 on campus right now. Yeah, it's a lot. And basically the way that I start the process is, I mean, obviously with different sports, there's different rules when you can turn out the lights and use lighting cues. You know, gymnastics, in a timeout, you can use them, but in basketball, you can't. There's really only one moment, which is the intro, that you can actually turn on the lights and do fun lighting cues. But they get me the video. We usually meet over the summer or preseason to whatever sport it is and talk about other concepts to making it, we like to call it like moments of exclusivity. Mm-hmm. So there's 32 different boards in Stegman, particularly. And so we use, I mean, they don't all function separately. A lot of them are mirrored, but that would be a lot. Yeah, I'm managing 32 boards. But basically we sit down and we say, okay, what kind of concept are we trying to do? Are we trying to have it go complete darkness? And we use, you know, the LED boards as lights. And then maybe as soon as those are dark, we start bringing in, you know, the lighting cues. And so basically what I do is I'll sit down sometimes with just After Effects or Premiere open, and I just watch through the video and kind of get the general like feeling of it. You know, it's, I would say that's kind of where it comes in artistically is, you know, every video has a different feeling. It's not, you can't just say, okay, well, I'm going to do some flashing lights here and I'm going to do some, you know, swivels here or whatever. It doesn't, you have to kind of feel it out and see, and the team too, you know, I think every sport has kind of a feeling. Like a baseball game feels different than a basketball game. It just does. It feels different than a football game. Mm-hmm. So basically I map all that out, and then I just sit there, and once I kind of figure out a general timing of, you know, wait 20,000 milliseconds, so 20 seconds, and then trigger this, you know, one macro, and then wait, and then I want the boards to all come on white, and then I want them to go out, and then, so it just takes this kind of time. I usually sit down in the bowl, and I just kind of go through it, and the cleaning people hate me, we just watch it about 15 million times, and I try to do it in the morning when nobody else is around so that I'm not annoying everyone, but that's basically what I do.
I was asking, because you're constantly having to tweak that, so you mentioned in bowl, because I was going to ask, like, how do you make sure, because sometimes the control rooms aren't always, you know, in view of where the boards are. Right. So you definitely got to go there on something like this and sit in it and see how everything interacts with each other.
So our, what I call the crow's nest at Stegman is not a great view to kind of get the feeling of the lights, you know, because it feels different where you sit. So I try to go at least down into the lower bowl, because that's where the majority of the crowd is going to be. So I want to be where they would be when they watch the lights and when they see the video. You know, what boards are they watching primarily? So basically I usually Baumgart in and do it that way. So it's even more remote. It's convoluted, but you know, so that's kind of how I start that process.
And with these lights, we're talking LED lighting, right? It's gotta be a certain type of light to make everything work together. And then you're doing a lot of work on the back end. And the main goal is this, like you said, a moment of exclusivity, that huge experience where the video board's timed with the lighting, which is timed with the music. Mm-hmm. And that's all done to create this awesome atmosphere for the fans. Have you heard a lot of fan reaction to that or response from the fans?
Yes. Mostly from football. I think it's just because it's the biggest crowd, you know, 93,000 people, you're going to get some feedback, whether somebody likes something or not.
Yeah.
The team actually in particular has really fallen in love with the show we do at football, this year. And so they tweet it out. They show videos. Georgia football is constantly putting out videos of them down on the field when it goes all red or when it goes out, or, you know, Krypton Glory with our four fingers. Our fans will turn on their flashlights on their phone and hold up their four fingers, and they do it automatically. And so we just kind of support them and just mm-hmm. twinkle the lights with them. And people just love it. It's this moment where you feel like it's one big family, you know, you all mm-hmm. know what to do, you know? And so it's a cool feeling.
Yeah, it was kind of making the transition here. We were talking about Stegman and Coliseum, and then, because I think there's something in an arena, right? There's always been some kind of things you can do with lighting. Like if I think about going to NBA games, even when I was a kid, right? There's always something when you're in an arena, it's controlled lighting, being able to do that. But I feel like there's a newer feel to it in a football stadium. I mean, it goes, mm-hmm. the lights, I mean, usually have to be brighter because they're not always at night. They're during the day sometimes or whatever, but there's more area to light, and I'm not too familiar with lighting, but I'm thinking back to like when I was a kid in the big gymnasium, right? You can't just turn the lights on and off fast because right. they take a long time to go again. So I don't know, is it the LED lighting itself has just gotten better so that you can start to like trigger them to flash on and off in a football setting?
Absolutely. They've gotten like just an amazing amount better. And it really depends too on the venue. Like Alabama, for example, the lights that they have are more like a strip along their press box, mm-hmm. sort of. And it's more like around the bowl versus ours are sections of lights. We have more of an old school lighting setup. Mm-hmm. I mean, old school, it's brand new, obviously, but
old school,
you
feel
know,
look,
but the
yeah.
way it looks, it feels a little bit more old school. But yeah, I mean, the technology has come so far. I can turn off the lights instantly with a button on my phone. It's crazy. And it does it immediately, you know. Yeah. So,
and then you mentioned the red though. So it's not just the fact that it's on and off. So now they start to incorporate what are different colors that it can be, right? So there's the red you said you use. I think you guys do for the intro too, but that fourth quarter thing, I don't know if you want to, you kind of started talking about it, and I'm asking questions like I don't know what's going on, but I have. And that thing that you guys do with everything, being able to shuttle the lights off between the third and the fourth quarter is just amazing. If you could just talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So when they got the lights, they found out that there was they could have a color aspect to it. So we all kind of sat down and said, well, obviously we want red, go Dawgs, you know. But what other colors do we want? Basically, we kept the ones that were sort of patriotic and said, we don't need purple or green or definitely not yellow or orange. So,
definitely, yeah.
You know.
You would have got some feedback then from fans on that one.
Oh, we would have gotten some feedback for sure. I get feedback 80s. Even when something goes right. That would be, you know, pretty bad. But so basically the fourth quarter video, what we do is we start off with what I was talking about, that Krypton Glory, where the band kicks up, they hit this one note, and we take our DAC, what I call our DOM video board, basically. It's a strip all the way around the bowl, the whole horseshoe, and we turn that, and it says Light Up Sanford, and then all the lights start triggering. And this is just one button that does it all, which I think is fantastic. You know, it triggers that whole ribbon board, it triggers all our tunnels, it triggers the lights, and then it also triggers this fun little graphic that flips over our GIP or like Game in Progress and says Light Up Sanford as well. So it does all that at once, and everybody kind of gets this whole moment. And then we go into what the band calls Glory. And after that, I bring up the lights full. And then I switch over to this little graphic that says, you know, make some noise, like here comes the band or in the flags or whatever. And, everything kind of flips back to Georgia themed, and we sit in that, and they play Glory about five times, and then it's all so scheduled. You know, like I'm listening and going, okay, Glory one, Glory two, Glory three, yeah. Counting on my hand, like, okay, when is this happening? So when we reach the end of Glory, the idea was we want to go into our fourth quarter video. So our fourth quarter video used to be this other song, but last year we changed it to Kanye's Power. Mm-hmm. And it was a big hit. And so we kept it for this year. So the idea was when Emily and I and Mike were talking about this, okay, let's go into the fourth quarter video and we're going to go lights out and only the red lights will be on. And we'll have this full ribbon board that's really, really bright red and have that flashing hunker down, which is sort of their whole thing is like hunker down. It's the fourth quarter dogs. That's like a theme.
Okay.
And then we go into this video where it's this siren, red G flashing, you know, just overload of senses. But when we talked about it, I said, well, you know, it's not going to have the same effect if we just go straight into the video. And I think everything really has to support it, and people have to not be expecting it, because that's how we go into every video, you know, mm-hmm. is you just jump straight from either video to video or live to video. And I thought about it and told them, I was like, you know, I know this is going to feel like a long time, but I'm going to turn everything out for about a second or so. I'm just going to hold my breath and feel that gasp in the crowd. And then we're going to go into it. And I think it's going to be way more impactful. And Emily and Mike, you know, this is, of course, we all went to IDEA this year. And so we were just sitting at a Mexican restaurant the first day we got there, just talking about how we're going to run the most fantastic show, you know? And, so I said, okay, I think we can do it. I think we can do it. And so, basically, that's what I do, is I turn every board to 100%, but it plays black. So all our tunnel boards, the whole ribbon board and the main board all go black. The lights go out. Everything gets set to 100%, but you can't tell because obviously we're in complete darkness.
Right.
And you can't tell anyway because it's black. But and then I take that second of gasp, and then it all comes up red. So then I also trigger all the tunnels to be red as well. So the football players really feel it because they're down on the field and they just feel like they're surrounded by red. The lights are red. It's glowing red from the boards. They're on 100% brightness. So it's just in your face. And it's electric. It truly is. That's kind of what we do.
That sounds awesome. And some of those things you said, you're triggering the lights and the brightness and even the video and everything from a show control button?
Every single thing is from the show control button. So it stands, the way that I organize it is I put everything in a vertical line so that if a student has to run it, which I don't let them run the football games anymore because I think there's just too much going on. So I run it as the producer. I sit in front of the show control and run it myself.
Okay.
Because I'm a control freak and, you know, that's just kind of how it ended up this year.
It's a good line of work then. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have it set up, you know, it's my light up Sanford button and then it's my make noise button. And within those buttons are lines of script that trigger the lights that say, you know, okay, come up to 100% brightness, you know, full white lights. And then I have a kill everything. So it's all tunnels, all rooms, everything black, lights out, you know, all in one button. And then I hold that and do it myself where I put the fourth quarter up. We joked that I needed like a DJ pad that I could trigger the lights from and just to sit out in the bowl and trigger them for whatever music I felt like that day. But I was like, that's just too much, y'all.
Yeah. It was, so I was there for the game and...
Hang on, you were there?
Yeah, I was there. Okay. I got to go there, Justin. So when that happened, and I knew it was coming, right, because we had meetings before this because we went down to get, you know, pictures and videos of this in action. And I would say even knowing that it was coming still didn't like do it justice. It was being in there and all of a sudden it was everyone going through a third quarter thing. And I remember I was in one of the entryways into the seating bowl and two gentlemen got up and one went to like go out to the concession stand areas and the other one put his hand out in front of him and said, no, you need to stay here and watch this. And he said, watch what? He goes, you'll see, just stay. And so then that happened. The lights went off. And like you said, there is a gasp because I think you phrased it to me too when we were talking about it was you want this, it's like a brief moment of panic from everyone that the power went out is what it is, but not long enough so that people just started like freaking out and running all over the place. So there's a lot, the gasp, and then when everything comes on red and it's so cool. And then when they got done with all that and it calmed down, the other guy goes, wow, that was amazing. And he goes, now you know why I told you to stay in your seat.
But, that's pretty awesome.
I'm thinking about how you said you got ready for these different things in Stegman and about how you'd sit in the bowl and test that. Do you remember what it was like when you first wrote all this out and tested? Like, were you sitting in the football stadium the day before a game and when you did that first time of hitting the show control button and everything worked?
Mm-hmm.
How's
yeah,
that?
I do remember it. Yeah.
Were you just like fist pumping or was there like a small audience there? What were you doing?
Oh yeah. I mean, I worked on them for about a month.
Sounds
like
intense.
I worked on them for a long time. Cause I mean, I don't have a lot of time. It was a process to get there. You know, first I had to get clearance from the audio guys to tell me the password to get in, to turn on the audio myself so that I could test it. And then we can't test anything with audio until after 5 p.m. according to campus rules. Okay. So I'm working a full work day and then waiting till 5 p.m. to even start thinking about watching it out in the bowl with audio. And then I have to wait till the sun goes down. And so it was a lot of late nights just staying up, working through it. And I actually, when I first started, I sat out at that show control that's out front, I think, at some of the shots that you guys got. Mm-hmm. I would sit on my knees, actually, because I couldn't see the lights from just sitting in my seat and have the button open and be changing wait scripts. Okay, wait, no, wait an extra 1,000 milliseconds. Okay, watch it again. Okay, no, wait an extra 500, add that. Okay, no, I don't like that lighting cue. It doesn't match with the audio. Kill that. Try something else. Put this here. And then in the midst of all that, I made my own buttons. So I had they have these, this one song, it's our second half video, and it feels kind of like it should have a strobe because the audio is kind of glitchy.
Okay.
And so I made my own strobe where I basically inside a button said, turn it to 100, turn it off, turn it to 100, turn it off. And I did that, I don't even know how many times, you know, for 2 seconds long, you know, or something like that. And then I basically, because DAC has those include scripts now, I included that button in my button with the video.
Wait, so a button in a button? Is this like Inception?
It's a button in a button.
Oh my
yes,
gosh.
Inception. And so I did that. So the first game we ran it and the lighting guys got mad because they said, you're not supposed to be doing that. We're supposed to be giving you what you need. And I said, well, you didn't give me what I need. And so I made my own, you know, and I did it too. You know, we have a certain beat with Bob O'Reilly and I made my own beat within the button so that I could include it to run specifically at the time that the beat happened in the song. And that one was okay because apparently it wasn't stressing the system out or whatever. I was like, I don't think it's doing anything. It didn't crash, so I think we're fine. But he ended up building me my own strobes for all these different times that I needed them. Wow. So that happened. But
yeah, the level of customization is blowing our minds here.
Yes.
I mean, I saw some of the buttons. Custom. You were walking me through them, and I was amazed by those. Like, just when you say casually, yeah, another 1,000th of a millisecond here, like just thinking about having to write those in and time that out, that is intense.
Yeah. And I think football was especially hard because it's different everywhere you sit. So I was watching it from out in the press box at that show control. And I got it about as close as I could. But then when I walked to the middle of the bowl, it was totally wrong. Mm. Like it was off. You know, you could just see it, you could feel it. And so then I would bomb gar in with whatever internet I could find. But so, this is how stupid this is, y'all. I had to sit up at the top of the 200 section and I couldn't see the lights except for what they reflected down on the field. And so I would have Mike and Emily sit at the bottom so that they could actually see the lights. And I would say, how does that look? It's off. Okay, change it. How does that look? It's off. Okay, change it. And so that's something we did for about 2 or 3 nights straight before the first football game to make sure. But I remember when we were down there, I triggered it from my phone so that I could watch it myself the last time when I said, okay, I think this is perfect. And we were standing down there. And when we hit that last, what we call our countdown attack video, which Dak makes, by the way.
Shout out to Korea Services. Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out Bob Lee. Love you. but when we hit that last moment and it, you know, it goes bum, 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 and the lights came up and went down and came up and went down and then came up for that last beat and it goes into the G logo at the end. And that's when we come out and we're about to start the football game. I mean, it was epic. I think Emily and I jumped up and down and we were like, screaming because we've been working so long on it.
It worked.
You know, I mean, we were just ecstatic. And so, it definitely is a whole different experience, dealing with that big of an arena.
Yeah. Know? Have you, have you been able to experience it during a game? Like you said, you don't let anyone run the show control during a football game. Have you ever let anyone do it so you can experience it?
I mean, I don't think I would experience it anyway because I would be in the bowl. I mean, I would be
in the room.
Control room.
That's what I was wondering. So, like, it's one of those, like, it's you can tell that everyone loves in the feedback, but you're kind of the behind the curtains there making sure that everyone gets that feeling. And I love how you say you walk around the bowl, mm-hmm. whether it's at Stegman or at Sanford Stadium, saying, because that's ultimately what it's for, right? Like, it's for the people in the stands, in the and players and coaches on the sidelines. Right. But you say it's not just meant for, like, one spot in the press box area. It's got to be creating that energetic feel across everyone, no matter where they're sitting.
Absolutely. And I think my philosophy, too, is I go into every game, no matter what size of arena I'm in, and think, there is someone here that has never experienced the show. And so I want it to be perfect and I want it to be impactful every single time, no matter what the sport is, no matter who we're playing, it doesn't matter. I want it to be as impactful as it possibly can. And so that's why I take the time to walk around and do it, because there's some kid out there who's never been to a Georgia football game and, you know, their parents saved up and it's, you know, they're 13th birthday or whatever. And, you know, they're out in the bowl and they get to watch it for the first time. And it's so exciting. And for me, that's why I do this job, is I want to entertain people. I want people to have that feeling, you know? So if it affects my endorphins and I get, you know, gasped when it happens, then I know somebody else is, you know?
Yep. And I mean, I went to a Georgia football game about 7 years ago. So I had been to one. So even just not having been to one in a long time, this was a completely different, I mean, they didn't have the lighting control and that stuff, but you talk about, you know, a brand new, never been to, but even just not having been there for a while, it blew my mind, everything that went on. And the game that we were at, though, and this kind of ties into the LED lighting control too, it was like a military appreciation game. So there's the thing you guys did at halftime. I think it was when, I was trying to think what was going on in the field, but you did the red, white, and blue with the LED lighting with the, with a kind of like, it was, someone was singing, I can't remember who it was singing, but they're down there and it was just, I got butterflies as it was going on. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. Was it God Bless? They're singing God Bless America. I think it was.
It was God Bless America. Yeah. It's Timothy Miller. He sings with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and, he comes every year for the Veteran, Military Appreciation Day. And we have all of these Purple Hearts down on the field.
Yeah.
And so awesome. They're singing and they have the lights going and our ribbon board is all flags, and you know, we're slow dissolving on the board and we're showing them or showing people saluting in the crowd, and we give away, I don't even know how many tickets, it's a ton of tickets. And so it is one of those games where I go, this is the only time these people have ever been to a game. And you know, and especially, you know, we're honoring them for fighting for us. And so it makes it even more special, you know, when we can pull off something cool, like doing the lights and, you know, having this amazing singer and really pulling everything off together, you know?
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's awesome. So thinking about this, now that you've gone through this and done this and set it up for your first time, is there anything that, any advice that you would give to, say, somebody else who's got new lighting and they hear this and they're interested, any advice you would give them if they're looking to set up the triggering of their lighting in time with everything else?
Go in with a game plan, you know, and don't be afraid to ask for things. I remember we were out at IDEA, Mike and Emily and I, when the lighting guys came to install and set everything up. And that's not how we planned it. It was just a miscommunication and whatever. And so we were sitting there trying to figure out what different lighting cues we needed, going through, okay, what chants do we have? What songs are we using? What do we need? And so I told them, you know, I want certain beats to be able to play around. Like, I want a steady beat that I, you know, whether it's a 4 count or an 8 count or a 16 count, you know, whatever it is, I want a couple of different ones to play around with so that I can listen to the music and know what count it is and then sync that up. That's just from coming sort of from a musical background. But I think if it's your first time, just be ready to like put in the time, you know, it does take time. And if you go in with a game plan, you watch it and maybe you talk with other people, you know, I would call Carter and Lisa over and go, what does this look like? Does this make you feel anything, you know, and make them get a second opinion? You know, it's just be ready to put in some time. It's not an easy couple copy and paste and you're done. You know, it does take some adjustment.
It sounds like there's a lot of collaboration between the lighting people and the athletics people and whatever teams you're working with and things like that. And with your own production people and then writing the button scripts and everything, a lot of collaboration mm-hmm. going on and a lot of time to put into it.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm thinking, I thought of it now, this question probably would have fit in better earlier with the topic, but, there was something you do too. It's not just the lightings that turn out, but there was like moving lighting though, right? Weren't you triggering something with like lights moving around with show control too?
Yes. So one of the lighting cues that we requested from them is what we call a spiral. And so it circles around the stadium. So they basically say, okay, they put it in their lights and then I go find that macro and say, trigger lighting cue 0034 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now that I have a better idea of kind of like the back end setup to it, it's easier for me to make the buttons myself and go in and edit them when I need to, you know, not that physical lighting cue, but, mm-hmm. you know, I can text Chris or whatever his name is and be like, hey, yo, what's the number for this? What's the macro for whatever one you just built? He'll say, okay, this, and then I'll go in and just build it myself, you know, and make the button. So that's probably a better communication than having to go. When we first got it set up, you know, it was Greg Fleshbein had to kind of set it up on the back end, which he had to do for this too. But then it was kind of me talking with him and figuring it out on my end, so I didn't have to bother him all the time. I wanted a new strobe light or whatever. You know?
Yeah, because it was something, again, knowing what you guys were doing before we went down there, but then it was that, I think it was either that Thursday or Friday night is when you were showing us all those different motion type setup buttons you had when it was, you know, an empty stadium at night and everything. And I just, when it was LED lighting, all I thought of it was the lighting, the different colors, but it was just really cool how you can even tie in more than that. I think I read somewhere when someone wrote an article about how you guys handle the game day things with the lighting is that you make it feel like a rock concert. You know, it's a, mm-hmm. it's an event. And it was just, I hadn't been to the football game yet. And you just going through those buttons and showing what you could do with the lighting, you can already tell it's not just the game. There's so much more to it than that.
Oh yeah. And I think that's where, like the artistry of it kind of comes in is listening to the music. Like for example, our basketball video this year is an instrumental U2 song. So it's The Streets Have No Name, but it's mostly instrumental. And let me tell you, that does not really go well with the lights. Because it's an instrumental, it just doesn't, what do you do with an instrumental? There's no, you know, it's kind of a repeated music over and over again. Yeah. And I strobe lights don't go with U2. You know, U2 is, I don't know, like, twinkling and it just, that's not the feeling of the song. So I had a really hard time scripting this song. Yeah. I sat there and I was like, none of this makes any sense. And there's no lyrics. So I can't say, you know, when they're like throw down or something like that, then it's like the lights come down and then they come back, you know, you can kind of feel it out.
You know, like in the 16th round of this, then do this. Like you had to count earlier of how many times a certain thing happened to trigger stuff. But if it's an instrumental, that's gotta be tough.
It was tough. And then, you know, like our gymnastics song was this Lord song and everybody was all up in arms when we first used it because it's a really intense song, but it's not like hip hoppy kind of, you know, mm-hmm. it's not that kind of beat. It's more drawn out, but for gymnastics, it made sense. It's a female singer. They're a female team. Not that they have to go together, but mm-hmm. it is kind of the feeling of them that, you know, and it's this strong kind of almost ballad. And it worked because we kept it in total darkness. And then it had these hard hits on the snare drum early on. And we have the lights, not the lights, but the, like our portal LED boards flash white at the same beat to the music.
Okay.
And then I have the light cues come up when the video comes up and it's just this like overwhelming experience, but it's crazy to think, you know, cause I think some people will be like, oh, it'd be way easier to do a U2 song than a Lord song. And I go, well, not necessarily, like, you know, it's all in the feeling of the sport and really where, you know, what you have to work with. So
I love how you said artistry. That's exactly what all this is. And I definitely got that feeling from, you know, you, Lisa and Carter and everyone else from UGA when we were down there is how much everyone cares about all this stuff mm-hmm. too. It definitely shows in the production that you guys put on.
Yeah, we aim for perfection every time. I mean, I think we all know, you know, no show is ever going to be perfect, but as close as we can get is what we're always trying to do.
Right. And without giving away any secrets, is there anything exciting that you're looking to do next?
Are you testing things out right now that you can talk about?
I actually, nothing has really come down the line yet, but I know come probably June, there will be something. That's kind of how they tend to work around here is, oh, hey, we're putting in a new board in June. It'll be ready August 31st for the September 7th game. So be ready. Nice. It'll be something like that, you know. So I'm sure it'll come down the line. I think probably the next thing that'll happen is Stegman will probably want red lights so that they can do a similar effect.
Oh, yeah.
In venue. Yeah. Theirs are not colored yet, but I would imagine when the money shows up, it'll happen, you know.
Okay. Yep.
It's an expectation you're starting to put out there for sports at UGA that they got to have red lights.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they started doing this at every single venue. I mean, really. I mean, you know, each sport has their own budget. So, you know, let's say baseball makes it to super regionals and beyond. Yeah, they might have the money to do it, you know. It just kind of depends, but pretty crazy.
Yeah, especially with the tradition that you guys, I think, I don't know if you just started that this year too, but when you leave all the boards on red that Friday night before a home game, that was something that was pretty cool too. And it seems you guys told us that people like to take pictures of it as well. And when we were down there, I could see there's definitely people on that bridge that comes down by the stadium. They were, when those boards are all on red and everything's red in the stadium, people come by and take pictures of themselves with it. So it's definitely a cool way to engage the town, even on something when it's not an actual game going on. So I thought that was really cool.
I think something I really want to push for them next year is I want to do every single video board on campus red the night before.
Ooh,
football
there
game.
You go.
With a show control button?
So it doesn't matter where you're going. Yeah, with the show control. Because I can, yeah. Because I'll just Bomgar in and turn it off, you know, at like 11 or 12.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. I think it would be really cool because you could even do a promo video for it. So it's like somebody's driving by Stegman and you see that all the boards on the center hung are red. And then they, you know, baseball's right down the street and they drive by and the baseball's glowing red. And then, you know, someone's driving out down South Millage and soccer and softball are both on and they're both red. And you could even, you know, it could be like a promo for the first game of the year. And it's like, you know, game day is coming or whatever.
Yeah. Everyone's faces, you know, get like ready. With red, like lights flashing on them as they're looking at it, like the camera pointing at them. And
oh man, Matt's getting way too creative.
That sounds
here.
Really cool.
I think you could do it. Yeah. I'm going to pitch it to Mike. You know, I think he'll be down with that.
Nice. Well, we wanted to thank you for coming on, Anna. It's been great to hear about this and all the cool things you're doing with the show control buttons and all the lighting that you're doing with your facilities and for your fans there. So thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, anytime you guys want to come down and see it, we're down to show you.
Yeah, Justin, you definitely got to go check it out at some point.
I'm excited. I want to get down there sometime.
It's cool.
For sure.
All right. Thanks, Anna, for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. For more information, visit www.daktronics.com.